This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinx.
My name is Richard Haynes from Hereford, and I'm on week one of the domestic electrical installer course.
So, Richard, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
This was my introduction into the electrical trade, so I don't currently work in that area. Basically, I'm a warehouse employee as a forklift operative, and this is sort of a new direction for me.
So the job you're doing now, is that full-time then?
It was full-time. I've reduced hours to enable me to complete this course quicker.
So you're training to be an electrician then?
Yeah.
Have you always had an interest in electric?
I've always been around sort of other tradesmen, and I've seen people do it, but it's only sort of in the last couple of years where, you know, I'm quite good with mathematics and equations, so it made sense of all the trades to choose the electrical course.
You mentioned you've worked with or you've been around other tradesmen before.
Yeah.
Have you been doing any electrical work outside of your course then?
No, usually it's when I'm around them, it's acting as a labourer. As far as electrical work myself, that's been limited to little DIY jobs.
So you're on your practical training now.
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
So far, it's been very good. We've got a small group, so there's been a lot of one-to-one attention. And, we've performed quite a lot in the first 2 days so far.
What stuff are you doing this week, then, on the practical training?
On the practical side, we have installed lighting circuits and then adapted them to two- and three-way switching. We have installed socket circuits and been taught methods of drawing cable through conduits.
What are your plans then when you have finished your course and qualified? What are your plans?
I have nothing set in stone, but there are a couple of people within the family and friends of the family who already work in the trade, and they'd be happy to sort of, you know, help me get into the business, work for them initially, or maybe even prior to that, just be sort of an electrician's helper just to get myself comfortable with being out on the job. So there are sort of people who are willing to help me eventually become self-employed.
So talking about the theory part of the course, have you got any studying tips that you've done that have worked really well for you?
Studying-wise, definitely, just because you've read something, sometimes it helps to actually write it down as well. So you read through your manuals, but when you come to something, you know, important that you know is important, you know, either highlight it or in an additional notepad, write it down, you know, even if it takes twice as long to read it than write it. Sometimes doing that can sort of make it stick in your head. So for important things, that's what I've done, and kept a notebook, and that's definitely been helpful on certain aspects.
So Richard, basically, for those people that are listening to this,
yeah,
and want to retrain as an electrician or just want to take up a trade,
yeah,
have you got any advice for them about what to do?
If they were to train the same way as me via manuals, definitely set an hourly goal for the week and consistently try to reach that goal or better it. So for myself, I've always tried to get 20 hours and above of reading a week. I didn't want to slack and have a week where I did next to nothing. Or I found as long as I kept doing something every day, I stayed interested and didn't get complacent. So I would say set a goal and do your best to stick to it.
That's great, Richard. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.